Conscious Broadcasting Network, live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Best of the Best connects soul to soul. I am psychic medium Jill M. Jackson. Happy solstice and full moon, everyone listening. I am so excited to have a very special guest with me this evening. My guest is Danian Brinkley, and Danian is an internationally renowned speaker, New York Times bestselling author in the fields of spirituality and near-death experiences. He has been dealing with the death process for many, many years. He's a leading expert on grief and bereavement and also end-of-life care. He's the author of three books, with his first book, Saved by the Light, selling over 20 million copies. And we will talk more about his other books later in the show. I have been so excited about this interview. Danian has been doing this work for many years, and he's been to the heavens and back three times. He believes his purpose in life is to share this good news that there is no such thing as physical death. And Danian knows that the world can be transformed if we all do understand that we are great, powerful, and mighty spiritual beings with dignity, direction, and purpose. So welcome to the show, Danian.
Thank you very much, Jill. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. And what a fitting day having the solstice and the full moon together. Isn't it been really interesting energy today?
And just watching how it all is transitioning. You know, we know we're in the shift. We know it's begun. You know, most people who listen to Mayan prophecy, December the 21st, 2012, was not the end of time, but the end of a cycle. And that cycle is another maybe 11 months away. And so, well, not quite 11 months, April. And so as we're going through this shift, this is a monumental time. And we're looking at what's happening in Europe and looking at what's happening in the Middle East and looking at what's happening in America and realize that this shift is affecting us in many, many different ways. I hope for everyone who's listening, it's a very positive way, Jill, and that we look to see the best parts of this to bring out the best parts of ourselves.
Absolutely, Danian. And sometimes in the midst of all this chaos that everyone's been feeling and dealing with, especially with the election and all the crazy energy going on in the United States, a lot of times things like this are needed to be able to get us to the next phase in our reality and in our dimensional existence.
I agree 100%. And this comes. Most people never realize that it takes 24,920 years of literally galactic influence to create where we are now. So when you have something as symbolic as the full moon and as symbolic as the longest day, then that energy and how it affects all of us is the time to stop, reflect, open up our hearts, and look at and explore each relationship we have and compare that relationship to our own personal selves. That's how we create change, Jill.
Absolutely, Danian. And I want to go back a little bit for those few listeners out there who may not be familiar with you. I doubt there's many, Danian. You've been doing this work for a very long time. You and I both have a traditional Southern religious upbringing and background. So can you talk a little bit about that and how, if any, that's affected what you're doing today or how you look at things today?
Well, I grew up in South Carolina, and you know, everybody goes to hell in South Carolina. You know, it's the fundamentalist driver. I never bought Jill much into that growing up. I was a tough guy. I mean, I was a fist fighter. People who know me know that that's what I played sports. And then I was in the Marine Corps, and then I worked for various three-letter organizations. And I thought that that's how you dealt with everything. I never could quite figure out how I was guilty of what some people were doing in the desert 6,000 years ago. I didn't see a video. I didn't see any pictures. I just never could figure out how I was responsible for that. So I never bought into religion until 1975 when I was struck by lightning. And I discovered that literally 99% of everything I've ever been told about God was not true. And what I discovered about the divine and the heavens was 1,000 times more magnificent than anything I'd ever been told about. And then this whole concept of hell became something silly to me, because if I didn't go to hell, nobody was going. And then the transition in consciousness comes. What most people, Jill, never really pay attention to about NDEers, and I always make this joke, you know, I was at the very beginning of the Raymond Moody creation of the term near-death experience. They took me to the hospital where Raymond was a medical student, patient unconscious, patient not breathing, no EKG is what the admission paper said to the emergency room. And I missed most of that because I was in a place that literally negates any conceptual reality that any of us could have about who we are, where we came from, and where we're returning to. So before 1975, everybody at 25 years old, I thought I was invincible. And the fact that I had lived that long in situations that I found myself, I pretty much believed that. And once I had the near-death experience, being struck by lightning, you know, I was dead for 28 minutes, completely paralyzed for 6 days, partially paralyzed for 7 months. It took me 2 years to really learn to walk and feed myself. I discovered a more magnificent viewpoint of the divine nature of why we come to this life. This is a reward. This is a place where you think you are separate from everything else, so that you can see how you relate to it and how having free will gives you choices to empower yourselves and those who you're close to. Whereas I thought free will gave me power to dominate, frighten, intimidate, to get what I wanted from people. And then the change created, because the most important thing that anybody can take from this is that we're all going to have a panoramic life review. You'll see your whole life pass before you in a 360-degree panorama. You'll watch it from a second-person point of view as though you were your own best friend. You will literally become every person that you ever encounter, and you'll feel the direct results of your interaction between you and that person. You will be them. So what becomes imperative, Jill, is that you realize it's never what you do that matters. It's why you're doing it that matters. And then the bottom line is this: what is the meaning of life? If God couldn't come today and God sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make? There is the point of transition, the point of impact, the point of realization, and the spiritual awareness that became the law in my life. And it's what's guided my life this last 40 years. It's what I've focused on, and it's what's kept me on the course to be whoever it is I've become in the eyes of all those millions of people that say I've affected and influenced their life. I don't know if I ever really meant to do that, Jill, but it's happened, and I'm proud that who I am and what I try and work hard to stand for has made and had some influence on people, and I'm sincerely thankful.
Well, I know a lot of people are thankful for your work, myself being one of them, Danny, and I just really enjoyed reading your books. And we just have a few minutes left before we have to take our first break. So just in a couple of minutes, can you briefly talk about, I'm sure that you had no realization when you did come out of the first near-death experience that your work would impact so many people, but during your life review and during your conversation, you call them the Council of 13, is that correct?
Yeah, the beings of light.
The beings of light. Okay. I apologize, the beings of light. So were you told then that you would be coming back to do this work and to affect so many people?
Well, they didn't tell me I would affect so many people, but they told me I would be coming back. I think that was the only part about the experience I didn't like, the whole idea that I would have to return. Because if you've ever been over there, to ever think about coming back here is the absolute dumbest thing you could ever possibly think. Who in the world would want to be here in this big bag of water when you've been there?
Right.
And so the biggest thing was, they gave me two things to do. I wrote about it in Saved. I've talked about it since 1975. Was spiritualistic capitalism, which is what the Twilight Brigade is, which is the nonprofit. And then the Center program. And they said it would take between 38 and 40 years. So I was in a long haul. And now I'm at that golden gate where the doors to create the Center program, the 8-step program, is now in place. I will initiate it exactly when they told me to do it. And I'm really glad for two things. First, I think that once it's really here, Jill, and people see that there is a way to cross that bridge without psychedelics or all those things, there's a way to enter that multidimensional spiritual space. And then second, that would pretty much conclude my time here. You know, and so I'm kind of excited about both of those.
Well, when we come back from the break, I want to hear a lot more in detail about both of those areas, Danny. And so can you just quickly tell our viewers how they can find you, what your website is for after the show?
It's just DanionandCatherine.com. Go to Danion and Catherine, DanionandCatherine. You know, if you punch up Danion on any search engine, you will find Danion and Catherine, and that's where everything is housed.
Beautiful. And this is Medium Jill M. Jackson, and we will be right back after the break.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
This is Psychic Medium Jill M. Jackson, and I have a very special guest this evening here with me, Danion Brinkley. Welcome back to the show, Danion.
It's a sincere pleasure, Medium Jill M. Jackson.
You know, Danny, and I'm from the South, and I'm from Mississippi, and we were told that quite a few of us were going to hell too. So I'm right there with you.
I understand perfectly, but you know what? I think that we who are from that southern part, we become these people because we grew up in that fundamentalist concept, and the fact that we would take a stand for what is truly right and what truly matters. I think that that is some divine expression that moves out across America and, for me, all over the world. You know, I take great pride in my accent and where I'm from. And I think that we who are from that tradition, this fundamentalist Bible thumping, everybody's going to hell, that we have a greater ability to impact people with the truth than I think any other particular segment of religious candor in America.
I couldn't agree with you more, Danian, and I feel the same way. I'm very, very proud of my heritage and where I'm from, and I take great pride in it, and you're absolutely right. And there's been a lot of information coming out lately from other areas of the country being able to sort of help awaken people and bring awareness. And I feel like that we have a lot more work to do from the South to raise awareness and to bring awareness to the South, that there's a lot of beautiful beings that are born in the South, and there's a lot of heart in the South. So I love that you're from South Carolina, and I love your accent.
And I'm really glad where you're from. The southern nature is very conducive to what we talk about and what the experience. And remember, Raymond Moody was from Porterdale, Georgia, and he grew up in Macon. So we Southerners have really been the drivers of what the near-death experience is, and its awareness of our ethereal and spiritual identity. And I think that's something very, 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 very profoundly something we should be proud of, Jill.
I agree, Danian, and something that I'm very proud of that you've been involved in, and you mentioned it briefly, I want to talk about it now, is the Twilight Brigade. So can you talk to our listeners about what that's about and what you've done over the years to help our veterans?
Well, I am a Marine, United States Marine Corps, so I have a certain affinity to veterans and what they go through. And after I had the panoramic life review, you have to, if God could not come today and God sent you and the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make? Well, when you look at where the Veterans Administration is today, and you look at 330,000 guys have died waiting for some bureaucratic BS to establish and take care of them, then I saw this. And I decided that I had to do something to make a difference in the lives of people like me. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, and so I decided to create the Twilight Brigade, that no veteran should die alone. But what it was, Jill, it was my way of integrating what was going to be the beginning of the centers, the final epic in my life. So I did not have a National Institute for Health, Office of Complementary and Alternative Medical Policy. I helped to drive that into existence. And in the course of it, I took the Twilight Brigade, which is now in its 21st year, of recruiting and training people to be at the bedside. How do you face your greatest fear? Well, you face your greatest fear by facing it first yourself, and the reason why, so that you can be there to help someone you love or someone who loves you. And so the Twilight Brigade training, I'm the co-founder of it. I'm the CEO of it, and we operate in probably 20 states, and we are at the bedside of veterans. Most veterans have a lot of problems. You cannot shoot children and look at Afghanistan and Iraq and Vietnam. You don't have an enemy with a uniform on. You don't know who they are. You don't know where they are. And there's a lot of issues, PTSD, traumatic brain injury. We're in the last of the World War II. We're in Korea and now into Vietnam. We all listen to what we hear in the VA. We watch what's happening. But I've been a hospice volunteer for 39 years because I figured that based on the panoramic life review, this is where I could make the greatest difference, being at the bedside of those going to a place I had already seen. And I've been a hospice volunteer in the VA system for 32 years. So when I look at it, I want to bring awareness to people that these veterans are alone. They've gone through a lot of problems trying to adjust from war. We're now seeing it with kids coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. And I feel comfortable. And we've trained more than close to 7,000 people, that we're all going to be hospice volunteers sooner or later for yourself, your parents, your cousins, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents. And the more you know about the process and the more you understand it, the more powerful your impact is going to be when someone you love or someone who loves you needs you. So it's the Twilight Brigade. The CEO is Sandy and Bill Hatfield. They're co-CEOs. Bill is a 22-year veteran of the Air Force, and Sandy's been married to him for about that long, so she's a veteran too. And so this is that opportunity for a person to come and look at a training based on what I learned on the other side and to be able to apply it in their life to see that there is no such thing as death, but also to remove the controlling emphasis that comes with pain and fear.
Interesting. Now, I want to talk about that in just a minute as well, Daniel. But for those out there listening who may want to get involved in volunteering with this, what's the best way for them to find out more about the Twilight Brigade?
The Twilight Brigade. THETWILIGHTBRIGADE. The Twilight Brigade. .com or .org. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page, and we have the website.
Beautiful. And thank you so much for the work that you've done there. That's been incredible. And
I have 32,000 hours at the bedside. I've been with more than 2,010 people going from this world to the next. And I've been holding the hands of 342 people taking their last breath. There is not much about this process that I don't know or understand and know it firsthand.
And it's wonderful that you're able to help everyone with this process, because it's such an unknown. And you're right, there is so much fear involved in it, and the fear is in the unknown. And so someone like yourself that has visited the other world, the other side, on three separate occasions, and I'm sure in meditation you're back all the time, you can help everyone with what this is about.
Well, there's no such thing as death. It's the stupidest thing that we ever created. You know, it doesn't happen. It will never happen. It's not going to happen. And to even consider it as a psychological thought pattern or an emotional perspective is really naive. No one ever dies. And if we take a look at quantum mechanics in today's reality, there is so much more support for a deep spiritual identity within quantum physics than you're ever going to find in the controlling mechanisms of what we present day call religion.
Yes, and in my opinion, Daniel, what religion is about control. And when you can control the masses and control what they think about things, then you keep them unintelligent and uninformed and unaware
of who they really are.
Yes.
It's mostly of who you are. We are all great, powerful, and mighty spiritual beings with dignity, direction, and purpose. What is the purpose in life? To have an opportunity to train to be everything that you think God could be. To be protective, to be loving, to be loyal, to be comforting, to be supportive. We all come here with free will to be any way we choose. And if you choose to be represented what religion says, then by acting godlike and caring with all those thought patterns in what we do, then we open ourselves up to insights. At the bedside, I learn a lot of stuff about being empathic and being what we call psychic. I think it's empathic because I need to help that person have closure and help the family deal with it, Jill, after the transition. And because of that, I've been opened up to so many areas of understanding about people that I use it to help them find closure and to give support we all need to become hospice volunteers. Because after about the second or third person, when you see the art form and you see the absolute graciousness that comes in what we call hospice and caregiving, you learn to love being the person that makes the difference in the lives of those who are in transition, and you lose the fear of something that never happens. No one will ever die. You let that last breath out over here, and you lift out and you begin to pulse. This is why the heart rate is so important. You pulse in the spiritual dimensions equal to your heartbeat. Once you don't breathe anymore, you function based on the pulsating nature of your heart. And once that happens, you begin to realign and reacclimate to home.
Absolutely, Danny, and for my work as a medium, I've been able to experience that and talk to, you know, I call it the other side. It's just another dimension, another reality, and it's always so entertaining to me what our loved ones are doing in the other world. I mean, they're enjoying sports and living and loving and laughing and really having an amazing time. And so I love sharing those messages with the clients that come to see me. Now, we only have about a minute left before our second break of the evening. And when we come back from the break, there's so much to talk about, Danny, and this is fascinating. I want to talk to you about some more about the center. And I also want to talk to you about, you call it That Ain't Nothing overview in the boxes of knowledge. And so
you understand what that means, Southern. It means something.
Yes, I do understand that. And so I'm excited to talk about that when we come back. And again, this is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson, and I'm with Danny and Brinkley. And you can find me at www.jillmjackson.com. And you can find Danny at DannyandCatherine.com. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
The name is Bond, James Bond.
No, the name is Joe, the Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go. Yeah!
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Jill M. Jackson, and I'm here with Danny and Brinkley. Happy solstice and full moon, everyone. Welcome back to the show, Danny.
I'm happy to be here, Jill.
I'm just ecstatic that you're here, Danny, and we could just talk for hours and hours. So I do want to get you to talk about, what I mentioned it before the break, That Ain't Nothing overview and how they relate to the boxes of knowledge. And in specific, if you can talk a little bit about your predictions about the FDA and Big Pharma. I love your quote where you say, the battle for the souls of humankind will be fought in healthcare. And I feel like that is so profound. And I feel like that we're witnessing that today. And this is something that's very near and dear to my heart with alternative medicine. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, in the South, when something is important, always someone in the crowd always says, well, that ain't nothing. And so I just decided, being Southern, that that's what I would name it. And every month I put out that ain't nothing. And it's my viewpoint based on the boxes of knowledge, which is what I wrote about in Saved by the Light. But it happened when I was in the other side. After the Panoramic Life Review, I went to this, what I could only describe as a crystal city. And in that crystal city, I met 13 beings, first 12 beings, and then a 13th being that literally was in control. And each of these beings would each one at a time would begin to radiate, Jill, and they would send what I perceived as a box, you know, and it would open. And then I would all of a sudden be part of an event. Chernobyl, the collapse of the Soviet Union. I mean, so many things, Fukushima, so many things that were coming to be a part of the future. It took 4 years before anything happened. So what I do is my life has been built off of those visions of the probable possibilities, not always in the exact same time frame, but they always said nothing was carved in stone. We, by our own selves, affect and influence everything that happens around us. So as I've gone through it, I look at what's going on, and I give everybody a once a month in the what's called the Brinkley Perspective. It's always found on Daniel and Catherine. And it's my lighthearted way of looking at basically the reconstruction of our reality. Most people don't pay attention to the fact that we are going through a phase where literally the solar system within the galaxy called the Milky Way that we live in is being affected. We now have another moon. We now have a new asteroid that's in the sphere of Earth influence, and we have another moon. That means there's going to be an energetic and gravitational influence on us. I saw all this 40 years ago. And as it comes about, it's now time for each of us to pay attention that we're in the middle of a shift. Most people who are having anxiety and going through it, they're not stopping to think, Jill, that that anxiety is driven off of the fact that what we've begun to believe was reality as the American way of life disappeared in 2008. And we're now in a new free form and creating a new reality. People who know the prophecies or the boxes of knowledge know about my talks about the chip technology and that it would become the driver that literally would control everything. And the chip technology in healthcare is already being implemented. They're now pushing this big. It was a part of the Bilderberger program. And in healthcare, what would you do not to protect your children, your grandchildren, yourself, or your parents? So it's there. It's not economic destruction. It's to be able to control life and to have the power over who lives and who doesn't. And that's the biggest issue. The fear of death is the driver that will be used to corral all of us into a global world government. It won't be the battle for Syria. It won't be all of that. It'll be healthcare in our own home territory. Do I believe in universal healthcare? I do. Do I believe that everyone should have that opportunity to be taken care of? I do. Do I believe that the systems that we presently have are the ones that are viable? No. How do I know that? I saw all this 40 years ago. So I make fun of everything. You know, what are they going to do? Kill me? Big deal. Who do you think that frightens? And so I make fun of it, and I want people to have a lighthearted viewpoint and to take an active part in the global transformation that is happening whether we participate or not. And by taking and participating, you're protecting your life, the value of your life, and those who you love. So my wife is a very wonderful, caring, loving person. She's probably more caring than loving than I am, because I just take things as I see them and I keep doing what I do to make that difference. And so when we combine what is the Brinkley perspective, it's a combination of that ain't nothing. It's a meditation that every month you go and listen to it two or three times a week to get yourself in a guided place of safety. It's information, and we have a blast from the past, you know, of the millions of shows and stuff I've done. I don't know a million, but pretty close. In the course of it, we go back and look back at things that people to see what's happened. And it's like a place that once a month people can come. They can become a part of a family. They can integrate, and we've been really successful. We have a lot of people that are part of this family. And I think, Jim, what's important is exactly what OHM is doing. We create a family where we all get a chance to listen to what is happening and what to do about it, what to focus on. It isn't just enough to talk about what's happening. It's what to look at. The chip technology is probably one of the biggest things that I brought back that more people pay attention, that brings people to the Danyan perspective. But it's more important to realize that in this shift and change, we are in control. We are going to decide where we go, who we are, and what we accept, not the forces that are appearing to be controlling. You notice that the Bilderbergers, the information that's leaking out, is a universal identity, a chip technology, and a tax on literally on breathing.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and Big Pharma is actually, you know, all of the alternative care practitioners, I believe there's, 40 to 50 now that have mysteriously been killed or...
We know of 14.
14, okay.
We know of 14 that in the last 5 months, because they've discovered that within the context of the vaccines, they have put a protein that takes 8 to 11 years to activate certain forms of cancer. They each became aware of this based on the research of two, and I call it functional. I don't think it complementary and alternative. I think it's functional medicine. And they discovered how you would structure, if you take GMO modified foods, you create a series of vaccines. Then you can literally control depopulation, which is the biggest driver. There's too many of us where, you know, when you get to the point where your reality is based on two things, obesity and starvation are the two biggest driving human issues. So you can only have obesity and starvation based on the delivery of food and the composition of that food. I am not a big conspiriologist, Jill, but I'm a realist. And I live in end-of-life care, so I see what happens to people and choices that they've made or choices that they've been making, and I see what happens. So I would backtrack, and I'm a little obsessive-compulsive, and so I'm a big researcher, and I look to see how much driving the big pharma and pharmaceuticals and, of course, most drugs – most drugs are really found in nature. You know, they're found in nature, and then you cannot patent, like the big cannabis controversy, mm-hmm. and because you cannot patent a weed. And so they have to find ways to stop complementary and alternative, but really functional medicine, because you're talking about our healthcare is 1/6 of the economy. And it goes all the way back to how healthcare is the driver in control, and why I said that will be the most important thing in your life today is your healthcare, excuse me, and you taking care of yourself and being responsible for your own spiritual safety in the healthcare.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a realist as well, Danny, and I feel like that when we bring awareness to these subjects, and when you're talking about you and Catherine have created this family and people can come, you know, every week and get their spiritual food, so to speak, and then Om Times, what they've created, and we've been able to bring a family together, you know, for years. It's my belief that the powers that be have tried to create a separateness between us, and it's my reality that we are all connected. And what I feel like this is doing is bringing awareness to the unity consciousness that we are all connected. And it's my belief that this is what functional and integrative alternative medicine helps us to realize, that going back to the roots, going back to the herbs, to nature, to what our source has provided for us, helps us get back to each other. And I predicted years ago, Danian, that during these times and the shift, we would all come together with other like minds, and we would be able to help each other through this shift. And I truly feel that's what's happening right now. And we only have 1 minute left before we have our last break of the evening. And when we come back, I want you to talk a little bit more about that, and also about the centers that we've touched briefly on. I know this is very, very important to the times that are coming up, and so I really want to be able to share that with the listeners. And also know that you're participating in Cruise into Spirit this coming October, so we'll talk about that as well. And this is Medium Jill M. Jackson. Please do come back right after the break. We have one more segment with Danian Brinkley, and you can find Danian at danianandcatherine.com. You can also Google The Twilight Brigade to find out about Danian's work with veterans. We will be right back after the show.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on iOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on iOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
To Danian Brinkley. Welcome back to the show, Danian.
Well, it's nice to be here, and thank you for having me, Jill.
Oh, it's been an enlightening evening. Like I said, we could talk to you for hours and hours. So I want to talk a little bit about the Cruise into Spirit coming up this October. Is this the first one you've done before?
Oh, no. I'm a big cruiser. I think that taking cruises, and especially this one because of the people who are in it, because when you get in, when you get out in the ocean, Jill, and you see nothing but water and sky and stars, and you take the hotel with you, and your hotel room is always within walking distance, and you get a chance to meet the kind of people who are on this program, and you go, you can have multiple interactions. And so Catherine and I, we love to do cruises. And, you know, the meals are paid for. Everything is paid for. We try to keep it down to a price that's pretty reasonable. And you can just go to Daniel and Catherine and look at it. And what is so cool is when you're on the water and your body's water and you're gathering this information, and when you go into a port, a call, Jill, you always get my people. I don't push this on everybody, but I get my people to get off, to get off on an island in the Caribbean and to take their shoes off and to stand on the ground and reconnect with the earth. Once you gather that information, you come and you send that energy into the earth, the 7.83 frequency of the Schumann resonance, the magnetic field of the earth. And then you pull back up from the earth. And it is amazing how much information that begins to integrate into your ethereal, spiritual, and conscious everyday self. So if anyone, if you feel to be moved to come, please go to, I think it's Divine Travel, but come to our site and just say that you heard about it from us, and please come. I love these cruises. It's a chance to refresh and renew yourself. It's a chance to be supportive of people in these little islands who need the kind of help of what a tourist will buy one or two things because they're trying to educate their kids. And it's really making a difference in the in the global nature of who we are as spiritual individuals and being able to share that information with like-minded people.
That's beautiful, and I'm excited. I'm participating in the Intuition Cruise next April. This was the first one that I've been invited to participate in, so I'm really excited.
You will love it, and you will love what happens to your people, Jill. You see your people, and you watch the transformation, and somebody asked me the other day, they said, Daniel, why would you get on a boat with 500 people? There's no place you can go to get away from them. I said, what are you talking about? There's no place they can go to get away from me.
That's funny. Now,
I think that life is a celebration.
It is.
It's an absolute celebration, and I've lived this life now for forever. And I see the shift and the change, and we have to become aware, Jill. We have to stop. We have to realize that those in power, the powers that be, are aware of the shift. And they are trying to keep us dummied down so that we do not become aware of what they're doing. You look at the Affordable Health Care Act, it is collapsing. It was an attempt using insurance companies. If you go back to the natural functional medicine and begin to start there in taking care of yourself, you become spiritually realizing who you are. We now hope a pill will take care of it and that we don't have to change any of our habits. And Catherine and I have a new book called 10 Things to Know Before You Go. And it's another Daniel making fun of everything. And her adding a little love to it. But the opening of the book is, what's the number one cause of death in America and most other countries? Question mark. You turn to the second page, it says, no matter what you thought, birth is the number one cause of death. And then you go to the next page and it says, remember, if you're breathing, you're leaving. And if you just took a breath, this book is for you. And the very last page, just in case no one wants to read the book, and they just opened the last page. It says, remember, aspire to inspire before you expire.
I love that, Daniel. And I love how you bring humor to everything, because there's so much knowledge in what you have to share, but it's really entertaining. So thank you for that. Now, we have about 5 minutes left in the show, so I would love for you to spend that 5 minutes talking about the center.
Well, the center was this. It's an eight-step program, and you literally are able to alter. It was stress management. When they gave me this job, Jill, I had no idea. I mean, I basically didn't have stress because I would hit it in the face. So it didn't have a long time for it to fester. But I never realized that stress would be the number one killer of women. Well, being a male and having a great affinity for the feminine creature and having those beautiful and wonderful wife in the world, I now realize why they gave me this job. Because in stress management, once you learn to manage your stress by understanding the spiritual nature of your true identity, then no one can ever take that away from you. So when I saw these centers and that it would be years, I have been ready for probably 29 years. And I keep innovating and I keep looking at new technologies, but it's the basic core 8 steps. And what happens is a person has to go through a series of preparation. And the first step and the last step is the same. There is a series of questions that you get asked before you go through the program. And then at the end of the program, you're asked the same questions. And just listening to your answers shows exactly what happened. I have had people have visitations from their loved ones, their families. I have had people go to different planets. I have people go through all kinds of things. And just like in the 90s, before I became famous or infamous, Danyon, I had Joan Rivers. And Joan Rivers came to go through a program. She not only saw her departed husband, she went to her daughter's house, Melissa, and she could describe, we were in Alabama with Raymond, she could describe where her daughter was. She was in the shower. She could describe every piece of clothes that Melissa had laid out and what she had and even the pieces that she had bought for her. And so when she came out of the program, I said, well, let's call Melissa. Well, Joan Rivers called her daughter and she said, Melissa, what were you doing 20 minutes ago? I was taking a shower. What are you going to wear today? And you could hear on the radio, I mean, you could hear on the phone, Melissa describing exactly what her mother had described that she was going to wear that day. So I think that what the system does is allows you to free from what you believe to be your physical identity and to travel to that place that gives you a sense of comfort and a sense of stress reduction so that you can really begin to believe in who you are. I always wanted the program to be, and I argue with Catherine about this, I usually lose, but I always wanted it to be for first people in the Twilight Brigade, for a caregiver to step up and take that training and to be able to take this training and without knowing that they could go through the program. That's why I'm working at the West Los Angeles VA. And then the other part was that people who are in transition, who are so afraid, to get a chance to see what it's like when you know you don't die. And then for people who are grieving, it's okay to bereave. That's a sense of loss. But grief can go on for a lifetime. And so as I initiate this and bring this forward exactly when they say, I think that it will be the most impactful point of view that there is a life after death and that people don't die and you don't have to go through a near-death experience or go through a lot of pain and suffering to become aware of that. And I think that that's what this program will be about. And I think that that's what the spiritual world dictates, a communication system between that world and this world without what normally happens to we who have had near-death experiences have to go through and endure to be able to accept the fact that we're spiritual and eternal.
That's beautiful, Danny. And so the centers, is this still something that's under development right now?
Well, I'm ready. I'm just sticking on the timetable. I mean, I take people through the programs in very small groups. You know, I have two places. And it's just that, you know, and I always watch people's reactions, Jill, because it's pretty amazing some of the stuff that you would never think that would be of importance to people of what they talk about. I had a Japanese Shinto master, one of the most famous people in Japan as a healer. He came because he discovered Danyon somehow. Who in the world knows how everybody finds me? But he came and went through the program, and he went to Venus. And he was describing interaction between him and people from Venus. Now, who in the hell would have thought a Japanese Shinto healing master would go to Venus going through a program? But if you could have seen him, Jill, he was having so much fun talking about it and how amazing that it was. And you could see all his little disciples that he had brought with him. And you could see the change and the shift that was happening in him and watching that change and shift that was happening in them. And I think it's pretty wonderful. You never know what a person and what gives them that sense of stress reduction, but what gives them that broad spiritual awareness of the divinity that lurks and dwells in each of us.
That's beautiful, and that's a perfect way to end the show this evening. Danny, and thank you so much for that, and thank you for everything that you've shared with us this evening. And please, everyone, go to dannyandcatherine.com. That's DannyandCht. Can you?
KATHRYN.com.
And this is Jill M. Jackson. And it's been such a pleasure talking to you this evening, Danny. And thank you so very much.
And be blessed, everybody. And you are loved. And thank you, Jill.
Thank you so much. Happy solstice and full moon. And we will be back the third Tuesday of each month.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.